Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today's the 24th of July, 2024. And just so you don't get caught off guard, the Olympics opening ceremonies are on Friday the 26th, but the Olympics actually already started. Soccer is already playing matches today. So, take advantage of the opportunity because, in my opinion, I think it is completely acceptable, after cheering for the United States first and foremost, to randomly cherry pick other teams to root for. Maybe based on ancestry or underdog status or really any other random reason. It's all totally acceptable. And because of that, I am unofficially announcing that WPT should adopt the rugby team of Fiji as one of those teams. Little Fiji is the defending Olympic Rugby Sevens champion and kicked off its title defense by a resounding 40-12 thrashing of Uruguay. I feel some solidarity here. A scrappy little nation punching above its weight class, so I am totally on board. However you want to make it happen, have fun with it, especially on Friday, which is National Get Gnarly Day, if you want to party with Bill and Ted like it's 1987. And especially if you end up celebrating National Scotch Day or National Walk on Stilts Day on Saturday. If you happen to celebrate both, for goodness sake, please celebrate responsibly. And on that note, let's jump into some news together. First off, Congressman Tom Tiffany has introduced a bill to create the first national park in Wisconsin. At the moment, the Apostle Islands is designated as a national lakeshore, and his bill would redesignate the Apostle Islands to national park status. It's backed by a long list of lawmakers and chambers of commerce, and his bill was heard in the House Subcommittee on Federal Lands, which, conveniently enough, he was the acting chair of for the meeting on Tuesday. So it isn't surprised that he had the influence to get this bill on the docket. It's in Romaine Quinn's district, and he was there to testify, also making the trip to D.C. One sticking point is that any national park lands restrict hunting and trapping, and according to the National Park Service Deputy Director for Operations, the Ojibwe tribe sovereign lands have some overlap with the proposed area, which would need to be addressed. As it slogs through the process, hopefully we'll see something happen in our lifetimes as the gears of federal government grind along. In other news, and talking about the slogging gears of government, let's turn to the energy sector and a proposed solar installation around Portage. It's been dubbed the Vista Sands Solar Project and would be a facility that is more than four times larger than the Badger Hollow Solar Farm that is currently the biggest solar project currently online. An environmental impact study was conducted, and in their final impact statement, regulators recommended scaling back the project because of how it will impact the prairie chicken population that is already in decline. So, it's a topic that needs bickering and resolution. My question is this, as I was digging into the reporting on this, The originally proposed project would be 4 times larger than the current largest solar installation. A 4 times larger installation would generate 1,300 megawatts of power. Wisconsin's goal/need will be 30,000 megawatts of solar to reach a goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. I expect that that number might have to be reallocated and maybe adjusted, since we would need 23 solar installations that are 4 times larger than the biggest one that we currently have. Since they're already not easy to make happen, and when you look at the trajectory of the national debt, I'm not convinced that the levels of federal funding that have been encouraging solar can continue how they have been. If only that everything is going to have to get scaled back or trimmed back, not just to keep digging the hole deeper of where our national deficit is. Remains to be seen. In other news, it appears that the trend of sales tax collections is continuing to slow down in Wisconsin. There was a spike in sales tax collections post-COVID, which dropped in 2023, is continuing to show signs of slowing down and weakening, depending on where you are. There really is a mixed bag of winners and losers scattered throughout the state, but at the end of the day, it could really go either way. If it continues to go down overall, or even stays flat across the state, that means sales taxes might not be keeping up. Even if local and county governments don't do anything new, maintaining their level of services will be last year's spend plus inflation. And that extra money will have to come from somewhere. And if it's not coming from the state and more shared revenue, it'll probably be a collection of budget cuts that happen locally and tax increases in other areas that they can control. And we've seen it. It's in property taxes. Property values and reassessments are happening way more frequently, and I don't hear or see much of anyone pressing the alarm publicly. In meetings in the Capitol, people are concerned. I just hope that people put those concerns into action when next session's budget starts to take shape, because I am most certainly going to be keeping score. And in closing, and in the spirit of standing firm and pushing back on the unsustainable expansion of government and taxation and spending, I leave you with one of my favorite quotes of all time. It is from Winston Churchill. Never give in, never give in, never, 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 never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty. Never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and home owner members in every summer-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.